and welcome to Nonfiction Friends, where truth is stranger than fiction. I am your holiday host, Josh, and I am joined today by someone who loves the holidays.
Rebecca!
Just all about the holidays.
I'm all about the holidays. Come October is a good time, because then you go from
Halloween is over. I hate to tell you.
Thanksgiving is next.
You need to take down your decorations.
I did.
Oh.
I did. But you weren't expecting that.
I was not. You know, some decorations, I will say, for Halloween, I leave up because they're sounded like fall kind of decorations.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm just like, that's fine.
That makes sense.
Sadly, we didn't decorate pumpkins this year.
Me neither. I just wasn't feeling it.
Yeah. Considering how long our pumpkins lasted last year, the ones that we painted.
That's true. They lasted a really long time. So we're making up for it this time.
Yeah. They lasted into this year, so they still count.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
As I explained before, we are trying to prepare everybody for the holidays. Say you're hosting a party.
Yes.
Or some sort of gathering.
Yeah. So last time we gave you the charcuterie board to bring to impress all the guests.
Cheese plates that will change your life.
Yes.
This week, we're going to tell you how to decorate your table.
Yes.
Make it look real pretty.
Make it look real nice.
Because nothing's more of a downer than a drab table.
Right? Do you have a special dining set that you use to entertain?
We have, we have nice, placemats and stuff and, centerpieces. I don't normally put them out just because, I don't want to dirty them one, and the centerpieces are fragile.
Right.
So just having that out all the time makes me nervous, because we did have a really nice pumpkin centerpiece. It was made out of glass.
Ooh.
And it broke.
Oh, no.
And to this day, we still find shards of it everywhere around the
house. Oh, no.
I don't know how it gets wherever it gets, but it just, whenever it shattered, it just went everywhere.
Oh, geez.
So
that's unfortunate.
But yeah, I mean, nothing too extravagant, I would say. Just maybe some colored placemats. We have holiday themed placemats and stuff like that that we put out, but nothing too fancy, I don't think.
I have a tablecloth.
Dishware. I don't know that I don't know that I have a tablecloth.
Oh man, your table's naked.
I don't think it's a round table. We don't have a big dining table. We just have a round, small dining table. I don't. Maybe we do. Maybe we have one of those weird doily thingies.
Doily thingies. I do go all out for Christmas. I have tablecloth, napkins, placemats, special plates. And I usually just make a centerpiece out of whatever Christmas decorations I have around.
Do you have special salt and pepper shakers?
I do. It's Santa in a train. So the front half is salt and then the back half is pepper. And they have wheels on them.
Huh.
They're very cute. We were given them as a Christmas gift and we use them every year. So my Christmas table is legit. It is nicely decorated. It's got napkin rings that match the napkins. It's very cute.
Do you have special plateware?
I do have special plateware. I inherited it. It's white ceramic plates with Christmas scenery all over it.
Yeah.
Matching set with mugs and everything.
Yeah. I don't have that. I don't think. I don't have. I mean, we have nice plateware, but I don't think we have anything set aside specifically for I don't know, guests or anything. I can't think of anything that we have that's that nice.
Do you, in your house, do you go straight from Halloween to Christmas decorations? Or do you have a period where you have fall, Thanksgiving?
I will keep fall decorations up until probably December 1st.
So the same decorations?
Until after Thanksgiving.
Okay, so you don't put your tree up before Thanksgiving?
No, I just don't. I dread putting it up just because it's just so much of a hassle and I have to find room for it and just
aw, that kind of takes all the joy out of it.
I mean, granted, it's not a big tree. It's a very medium-sized, tiny Charlie Brown tree.
Artificial?
Yeah. I mean, I do, trust me, growing up, we always got real trees, and they always smell fantastic.
Yeah, they do.
But boy, is that a pain to clean.
It is.
And get rid of.
We always get our tree on Black Friday, because Black Friday is when they have the good deals.
On Christmas trees?
Yes. So
I've never heard of Black Friday shopping for a Christmas tree.
Plus, the later you leave
Okay, do you mean like an artificial tree?
No, the real trees. We go to Lowe's.
Weird.
Lowe's has sales on Christmas trees, and that's when you get like the pick of the litter, and you get them for a good deal.
Weird.
So we get it, and then you have to let it settle for a couple of days. So we don't normally end up decorating until the beginning of December, but we just have this nice au naturel.
But to answer your question, Christmas tree. I keep all my fall decorations up.
Okay. I don't have any fall decorations.
That's sad.
Because I do Halloween, and then I take them down.
You don't have like any generic stuff like pumpkins that you can just keep out or like.
I leave my pumpkins out, the ones that I buy, because I bought some, but I didn't carve them. So they're still out.
We have in the front of our yard, we have like little standees that you can plug, you know, push into the ground or whatever, of like different pumpkins. And it says, "Welcome to our pumpkin patch."
That's cute.
And then on our door, we have like a fall like wreath with, you know, different colored leaves and stuff like that.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's very cute.
But that's just going to stay up until forever. And then I'll switch to the Christmas wreath.
Yeah.
We're big on wreaths.
Do you have a wreath for every season?
We do, actually.
Nice.
We have a generic one that we just have like year round. We have one for spring, which is like yellow, like more brightly colored leaves. And then the fall one. And then the Christmas one, which is like pine. And like.
Ooh, nice. Yeah. I have three. I have a springtime one, which is like all cherry blossoms. And then I have Halloween one, which I made myself. And then a Christmas one, which I also made myself.
But, oh, yeah, we are making wreaths later this month, maybe in December.
Maybe in December. At some point, we're going to try our hand at making wreaths.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
It's going to be wreath-tastic. But this episode is all about decorating your table.
Yeah, let's make your table.
Let's make it pretty. So we have a book called Table Settings, Special Touches for Entertaining from the editors of Victoria, which I don't know what that means. Like the show? No, this is an older book than the show.
Is it a magazine?
A
publication?
Maybe. It is all about, like, it gives you examples of different settings. It tells you, like, ideas for setting your table.
See, the only extravagant table setting that I've ever done is the one that I had to do for our wedding.
Yeah.
Which was Beauty and the Beast themed. And,
ooh.
We had like old books and stuff like on, not like old dusty books, but like old, like nice looking books.
Nice.
And flowers and like just a lot of book related things on it. And
so you did the decorating yourself?
No. I mean, we got the supplies that we wanted for the tables. And then we, like, you know, went over with our decorator and, like, more or less told them what we wanted.
Oh, okay.
But they all looked great. I'll tell you that.
We, at my wedding, my mother went around and decorated the tables. They were fairly simple. We just had glass pumpkins.
No more glass pumpkins. No, thank you.
And with red crystals all around it. It was very simple, but very pretty, very elegant. So this book tells you about collecting for like mishmashed teacups, how to keep your china a manageable obsession, selecting the secrets to mixing dishes, glasses, and linens, and presenting.
Where do you even get china?
Like,
I don't even have any china in my house.
Well, most of my teacups and stuff.
It's like, whenever anyone talks about it, it's like, oh, we inherited that. Or, oh, we, you know, that was passed down to us.
And I have some like, that I've inherited, but my mishmash ones came from, like, estate sales and stuff. Or Goodwill or thrift shops like that. I haven't actually bought matching dishware or anything like that in like a store. So for the book, we tried our hand at a table setting and it came out pretty amazing, I think.
Yeah, we were able to find some stuff that we have around here in the library.
We scavenged.
We scavenged for supplies. We actually put together something I think be fairly proud of.
Yeah, we had a tablecloth. We had a placemat. We had mashing dishware.
Yes.
We had a place setting. We had a basket, a harvest basket.
I'd say a harvest basket.
Full of like fruits and flowers and leaves and stuff like that, and some pumpkins.
Yeah.
So that picture of our table setting, you'll be able to find it on our Instagram at Osceola Library.
Yeah, check it out. Tell us how we did.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be something you want to use for your gift.
Maybe it'll inspire you, and then you can send us pictures on Twitter.
Yeah.
Of your own creations.
I'm sure most of you are much more experienced than us at making a
than
table.
Than you.
I don't think. Look. I did good. It's professional. If you want to hire us.
Hire the Nonfiction Friends to decorate your table. I've done, I did a bridal shower where I made floral arrangements inside teacups. It was fun.
Cute.
It was really cute. There were books and twine, and it came out pretty cute. I've thrown parties like brunches and stuff like that where I've decorated a table. I really enjoy it. It's like scavenging and puzzle piecing.
It really sets like a tone for like the gathering, and it sets like a theme, and it's always nice to have themes.
It makes your guests feel appreciated.
Yeah, that you took like the time and effort impressed. To decorate and impress. Maybe I should get some china.
Maybe you should.
I don't know what I would do with like teacups and
stuff. Not every tablescape needs teacups. Just like nice
every
glasses.
Every tablescape should have teacups.
Every tablescape should have teacups. It's true. Teacups, when they're mixed matched, are super cute.
Are they?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
It would also be really cute if you went to like a thrift shop and got mismatched.
Can we just say like bring your own teacup?
Bring your own teacup. But like if you went to a thrift store and got some for cheap, on the cheap, you could give them away.
My thing is, like, I wouldn't even know if I'm buying, like, legitimate stuff. Like, what
if it's, like,
fake?
It doesn't matter. Well, I mean, you can easily tell by flipping it over. And if it says, like, made in China, it's probably not, like...
Well, it's China.
But if it's got, like... I mean, a lot of fine teacups come from England. So there's, like, bone china, stuff like that.
I went to a... No, you know what? There is some place in St. Cloud, I think downtown St. Cloud, where they sell like specific like china and teacup sets.
There you go.
They're
expensive.
Very expensive.
Yeah.
Because they're like legit. And I'm just like,
well,
what am I going to do with an $80 set?
Right. Like, I mean, I wouldn't go cray cray.
Just you watch. I'm going to.
Just you wait.
I'm gonna go to town.
You're going to invite me over for brunch and it's going to be like ornate, decorated. I'm going to be like
too
afraid.
Yeah, I'm
going to
have like a whole bunch of teacups. But since I don't drink tea and I've never made tea, like it's just they're going to be decorative.
Oh, man. We can't be friends.
What do you know about tea?
Now, do you like have you ever been to a dinner where there's like all the silverware and do you know where to start and what? Piece of silverware is for what? Like, which fork is
yes.
for salad?
Yes.
Interesting.
I was trained for that.
From the outside in?
Yes.
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 See, there you go. We're fancy.
Well, no, I had waiter training.
You had waiter training.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, I know.
Interesting. I went to lady school. No, I didn't. Could you imagine? I'd be like the dropout.
No, I know fancy stuff.
I know fancy stuff.
I know. I think it's overrated.
Ooh, shots fired. Overrated.
If you just want to eat your food, I shouldn't have to distinguish between what fork to use. I should just eat it.
It's true. I never really understood the point of that. But hey, it's hey, not it's
to each,
not
to each their own
turn of the I'm century gonna... England anymore. It's not really important.
But I'm just saying that's more dishes and stuff to wash that I
it's
don't need.
True. Just give me one fork and I'll keep using it through the whole dinner.
Look, a fork is very universal for like everything except soup, you know?
Yeah, that's fair. Give me a fork. Give me a knife. Give me a spoon.
I cut things with my fork.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, it mashes things.
Right.
But like,
it does kind of like smush
but
it.
But I can still cut things. I can pick up things with my fork. It's fine.
You can pick up things with your fork.
Now, the spork on the
other. The spork. Could you the eat universal... soup with a spork?
Yes, it's a spoon.
But it's pointy. It's got pointy
just
bits.
At the end.
I don't know. I don't know about soup with a spork.
It's less effective as a fork than it is a spoon.
Correct.
I don't think it can pick up things very well.
No. I mean, I would eat like mashed potatoes with a spork.
Why don't they make metal sporks? Why don't they make that like a normal? Whenever you see a spork, it's always plastic.
Maybe they do. Like, maybe somebody does.
I bet you they do. I mean, of course, if you find, you can Google it and find one. But like, I'm just like, as a normal circumstance, like, why don't they have metal sporks?
Because I don't think you'd find a spork at an elegant table setting.
Guess what?
Your next dinner is going to have sporks.
Yeah. That's the only silverware that you're going to get.
A spork.
It's a spork.
What if you have, because I have seen a spork with a serrated edge where
yes.
it's like all in
yes.
one. So you could use it as a knife.
Exactly.
Just have that.
Okay. But here's the thing. Try, you're eating soup. You want to eat soup with a serrated edge?
That's what I'm saying. It's hard to eat soup with a spork.
You want
to
know how I got these scars?
You turn into the Joker because you're trying to eat your soup and it's like lacerating your mouth. That took a turn. We were talking about elegant table settings and we ended up making
See,
a joke.
Now you
reference.
Know where not to go. Don't put metal sporks, although maybe you will. Maybe I will.
Maybe you could make a whole table setting revolving around a spork.
I'm going to get a really big one.
Can the people keep the spork?
No, it's
as
metal.
A, as
I'm
a
gonna
memento?
Reuse it. I'm
okay.
gonna reuse
right,
it. No,
right,
absolutely
right.
not. I bet you it's not gonna be cheap either.
Every good, elegant dinner or whatever has a gift, right? Don't you get a gift? Or
what,
is that just
what is this a like?
Is that just weddings?
I think that's a.
Could just be weddings, or like, birthday parties, or something. You get like a parting gift. What if it was like?
Here, a 4-pack of stainless steel sporks.
Really?
$7.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like $7 is a lot for four. Right? Are you on Amazon?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it on Prime?
Yeah.
Nice.
Interesting.
So this weekend.
Ooh, there's color-coded ones.
Ooh. Why would you need a color-coded spork?
Because they look pretty.
Okay. Oh, those are pretty. Oh, I like the purple one. Those are hilarious looking. I'm saying it's not good at being either utensil. So it's not a good spoon and it's not a good fork. Those don't have the serrated edges on them, though. You need a spork knife.
How about this? How does this?
No, that looks like it's garbage at both things.
It looks like the wooden spoon that you get in
this like tuna.
Vanilla ice.
Oh, sure.
Ice cream like packs.
Isn't there like a tuna pack where you get like a little wooden fork that's like flat on one end? And
I wouldn't know. I'm not a big fan of tuna.
Me neither. But I thought when I was a kid that that was a thing for people. But I don't know. Anyway, digress.
When were you a kid?
So very long ago. Well, what are you reading, Joshua?
A book.
A book.
I'm still reading the same book. I'm still reading Solitaire. I'm making my way very slow pace through the book. But I am making it through and I am liking it. So there's that. Hopefully I'll be finished sometime before the end of this month.
I am waiting on an interlibrary loan of a Shirley Jackson novel. Shirley Jackson's one of my favorite authors.
Interesting.
So we don't have the sundial in our library, but we have interlibrary loan requests that you can do. So I requested from a partner library a copy of the sundial.
Yeah,
so I'm waiting on that.
You can do too. So
yeah, you can do that from your computer at home. So
it's like we have a lot of books, but we may not have every book. But
right.
we can try and find it for you.
We
can
get
bring it.
It
to you.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Yeah.
Programming as always.
Yeah. Just
on the YouTubes.
Tune in. if you are stopping by any of our branches, look out for one of our new posters that we have out.
Oh, yeah, we have a new poster, guys. We have a new
poster out. So
take a selfie with it and send it to us on Twitter.
Yeah, do that.
At NFFriendsCast. I would
love that.
That would be fun.
It would be very fun.
We would feature you.
We would feature you.
That would be awesome.
But yeah, check it out. Check out our programming online. We have plenty of good stuff going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, just do that. And have a good week. And just remember, we love our listeners.
And that's nonfiction, friends.